Now we got Dan Johnson, head coach for the Hillsborough Hawks, joining us as well. And, Coach, started off the conversation with Michael about the alley-oop at the end of the third quarter. That was, I mean, that was just awesome, wasn't it?
It was, and we tried to get it a couple times throughout the game because we tried to catch them by surprise, and they put such good pressure on the ball we weren't able to do so, or we'd lose it or whatever. And it wasn't even the greatest of passes. It seemed like it hung up for a while. He had to go. He was up there, had to grab it under the rim and then dunk it. But Mike's a heck of an athlete, heck of a player, and he's fun to watch every night.
I want to start off, you know, first quarter, or I guess continue. First quarter, it was a tight game, 16-14. They actually had a couple of times to hit a free throw to get that one-point lead. They never led in this game, but they certainly looked primed to do that in the first quarter. And even to start the second quarter, but you guys go on an 8-2 run to start that second quarter, start pulling away and just show why you guys are so tough. But what were some things that you saw from them in that first quarter that you had to adjust to the rest of the game?
Well, our defense against what we run our defense kind of just a couple different ways, and they were getting open shots and were kind of overloading us a little bit. And so we kind of had to make a little adjustment to that. And then But mostly they got, I think, maybe four or six easy points off of second chance off of offensive rebounds in the first quarter. I don't believe we gave up any offensive rebounds in the second quarter. And, you know, that helped out a lot as well. You know, and making that run in the second quarter when Evan picked up his second foul, you know, it could have went the other way perhaps. But Garrett Pinkley came in and then we were able to run some good offense and get some good stops and extend the lead before halftime.
Obviously, our talking point was Clayton Snudden. He leads DeSoto in points per game in multiple categories and just a difference maker on the floor. DeSoto rallies around him. You saw the game winner against Festus, how excited they were when he hit the game winner there. So you kind of took him out of rhythm in that first half. He earned 5 points in the first quarter, three of them at the free throw line, but a relatively quiet night for him. What was you know, key to being able to do that to him?
Well, we really wanted to keep him out of the lane, and that's no easy task. And you can't do that with one person. You got to kind of load up and commit to doing that. And by doing that, you will, on occasion, you know, leave a shooter open from time to time. And they did burn us on that a couple times. And you know, but we're willing to live with that because you know a catch and shoot 3-pointer. Is much lower percentage than a Clayton Snudden, you know, drive to the rim, a free throw, a layup, something like that. So we thought if we could keep him out of the lane, then, you know, maybe he wouldn't have quite the imprint on the game. And for the most part, I think that happened. Their other guys were more than able to step up and make some plays. And that their big boy, the Burton's kid down there, he's a load inside. And it helped us a lot in the second quarter when he had to go to the bench with two fouls. And so that kind of helped open up things on both sides for us.
I don't know if I got the coach's answer or the player's answer from Michael when I talked about making a statement in this conference, coming out and putting up 80 on a DeSoto team that tends to be in every ballgame that they play, always tends to mount a comeback and make it, you know, tight towards the very end. And I asked him, you know, was this a coming, you know, were you guys trying to come out tonight and say, hey, look, we're here to win this conference, to dominate this conference. We put up 80 on DeSoto. We're here to, you know, make that impact, make that statement for the rest of the conference.
What kind of answer did he give you?
Let's see. He gave me the no. We just wanted to come out here and play a good game and all that stuff.
That sounds about right. No, that you got to play them all one at a time. And this happens to be our first one. It was the second one actually on the schedule, but the one against Festus got snowed out. So you can't treat them any different. We talked about, you know, You can't win a conference in one game, but you could certainly go a long way in losing it. So you better be ready to go. And you never want to go in a locker room and have lost a game because you just weren't ready or because, you know, the other team, you know, was more prepared than you or something like that. So it starts with that. And I think we were ready. I think we had good energy. We kept it when things weren't going so great in the first quarter, and we kept it throughout.
All right, Coach, let's see. You got Windsor next, and then Festus. The makeup game will be Saturday the 9th at 7 o'clock. We'll have that one on KJF, and then you wrap up conference play against Perryville. You guys have won the last three conference. You have been conference champion the last 3 years. What do you feel like it's going to take against Windsor, against Festus, against Perryville to beat them and to win conference again?
Well, it always has to start with us. You know, first of all, I think most teams are like that. you know, as I said, you know, maybe yesterday when we were talking, that you can't beat yourself. You know, you got to take advantage of opportunities when you get to the free throw line, when you get around the rim, you got to cash those in. You can't turn it over. And then, you know, you got to keep the ball out of the middle, out of the lane defensively, and that give you an opportunity to rebound. So starts with us there, and then we can kind of try to adjust to what the other team does. You know, we've played wins early in the year. Obviously, they're a little different than they were when we played them early.
Right.
And they definitely have some dudes that can score it. You look at their scores, they score a lot of points and put up a lot of gaudy numbers. And Coach Dutton always has something up his sleeve and always has his kids ready to play. So, you know, again, it'll start with us and how we can prepare. You know, we don't get to prepare tomorrow because we don't have practice.
Right.
You know, too cold to practice. So, you know, we'll come in on Thursday, kind of dress ourselves, and then talk some about Windsor and put it out here on Friday, see what happens.
All right, Coach, I think you could probably agree with me that the Gilster Mary Lee play of the game, alley-oop at the end of the third quarter.
Yeah, that's the one I would. That's the one I would probably pick. That one seemed. I think most of the fans in here would have to agree with that.
All right, we'll go with that. Gilster Mary Lee play of the game. The alley oop slam by Michael Brewer, assist to Ben Lampkins at the end of the third. At the end of the third quarter there. So, Coach, appreciate the time, and we'll look forward to that Hillsboro Festus game come the 9th.
All right, thanks for your coverage. Always a pleasure.